some of them are chest of drawers, we call some of them a bureau. I don't know, I guess this would be a chest of drawers, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I don't know whether there's a real difference or not.
I don't know either whether there is or not.
Bureau?
Yes. I don't know which would be which, though. I bought this for a quarter to sale.
Did you really?
It had worked over.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've seen bedsteads like that one in there. Well, that one in there is a walnut. My niece says I've got $1,000 worth of furniture in that bedroom. I've seen them sell at a sale for a nickel. Now, some people would, poor people could buy something like that, but then stuff at a sale was real, well, anything like that, the sale was still very high, because everybody's stocked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have a fireplace in the log? Well, you said
we had a fireplace in the other house, but I don't know whether we had a fireplace in the log house or not. Probably did.
What would you tell me? Describe it to me?
Huh?
Would you tell me about it?
Well, you know how they're made, don't you?
Well, they're made different
ways. They're made out of brick, and they're open in the room that you live in, and they're made fireproof, supposed to be fireproof, and they don't smoke very much. I visited over here on the Bridgeport Road a long time ago, the folks that had one, and they never smoke. If they're made right, just take a piece of wood about that long and throw it in there. Have their andirons to keep it up out of the ashes so it'll have draft.
Mm-hmm.
They're made out of brick, and the flues big. The flues are bigger than the flues we have now for a stove or a furnace.
Mm-hmm. Ever call the flue anything else?
Chimney.
Uh-huh. Which did you use more common?
Well, I think they call them the flue now. I don't know. They call their just on the, some people call them chimney, and some call them the flue.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a flat piece up in front of it, up above the fireplace?
Well, they generally had something to sit in front of the fireplace. I don't know what they call it, a screen to keep the sparks from flying out on the carpet. If the carpet was, of course, the carpet was, well, it was 2.5 or 3 feet from the carpet to the brick.
Do you ever call the andirons anything else?
Not that I know of.
Dog irons?
Well, could have been. Either one was. I think they call them andirons.
Uh-huh. Generally, you'd have a big stick you'd put at the back.
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Back log.
And what would you call the smaller pieces you'd start the fire with?
Fireplace wood. That's all I know.
How about the one with the real small pieces you'd start the fire with?
Kindling.
Did you ever hear a light wood?
No.
And on the flue you'd collect this black stuff.
Soot?
And
you don't have much of that with wood.
More with coal?
Oh yeah, we do more. Yeah. The paper though, you put paper in a furnace or a stove and you burn that out, it'll go out the flue.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have stone in front of the fireplace?
A brick.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it was laid in concrete, I don't know.
What did you call that?
Hearth? I don't know, would you call it a hearth?
Yeah, I would.